Amalei, this he answered back to Nisua, bring your proof, like we had before the Braisa. Again, it says, Hoysachas Ksheri, your brother had two wives. One is Ksheri of Yachas Psula, one is Pasul. Im Hoya Cholis, if you want to make Chalitza now to one of the two of them, Cholis Lepsula. Vim Hoya Miyabim Miyabim Lekshera. That's the Braisa. For the Gemara again, my Ksheri, my Psula, what does it mean? One wife was a Psula, one was a Ksheri, what does it mean? Eli Moksheri, Ksheri Liyalma, that's Tam Shizim Yacheses. Even a kohen could marry her, she's not a grusha. Psula, then, what does it mean? Psula liyalma, that she was a grusha from before, by somebody else. That a kohen's not allowed to marry her. But the question is, kivun l'bidei, chazia, since to your brother, that's not a kohen, and you're not a kohen, they're both mutter, there's a mitzvah yivim on both of them. If so, my nafka lay me know, like, what's the difference? If you want to give chalitza, whichever one you want to, give it. If you want to be miyavim, whichever one you want to, it should be all right. How come there's halacha? Which one you have to give chalitza to? If both of them are mutter to you, what's the difference? Elolav, l'churi, you have to say, the case is, ksheira means ksheira lay, that one wife is mutter to the brother. Psula means psula lay, the second wife was also to your brother. Oman niyu, what's the case? Masnagurashasai, that your brother gave his wife a gift and she got married to somebody else and your brother married her back again, that your brother did an isser. Ukatani in the Braisa says, Im hoye miyabim, if the live brother now wants to do the mitzvah yibum, miyabim l'ksheira. Mashma, who do you have to be miyabim? Only the second wife, the tzara. Of l'ksheira, but mashma to the one that's a master grishosai, you can't make yibum. So if you have a doubt, the chal for this kabuchayma, you see clearly there is a kabuchayma, that you can't be miyabim the psula. The one that was also to your brother, you're not allowed to be miyabim. So Chura, there's a pshita to the shayla that avada that ish alone is also. So Chumaris is back again, loy. That's not pshanas braisa. I'll tell you, ksheri means liyalma. Psula liyalma. That these ladies are talking about whether they were a grusha before or not. Are they mutter to a kain? Nothing to do with the two brothers now by mitzvah yibum. If so, with the karma doubt that you asked before, kivun dul bidei chazia, since this both ladies are mutter to the brothers, to the original husband, to the brother now, both of them are mutter, so my nafkala mino, how come the Braisa says a din? So if you want to give chalitza, do it on to the psula. Like, what's the difference? She's pasul to kain, but what's it going to do with you? Both of them are mutter to you. Like we said before, the teretz is, mishum to Rav Yosef. Yes, there's a difference. The Yomar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, can't shun a Rebbe. Here Rebbe taught his halachas, derech eretz, that la yishpech adam meiburay. Buray, a person should not spill out his water v'yacherim tzrichimem, if somebody else needs it. Like over here, like we said, the svara. One wife is a grusha ready. A kohen now can't marry her. The other wife was not a grusha. If you don't give her chalitza, she'll remain an amona, she's mutter to a kohen. So Mela, derech eretz, give chalitza to the one that was a grusha ready, not to runa to a kohen. In other words, the one that's not a grusha, don't give her chalitza, don't runa to a kohen. The same Gemara, right. It's right, but the only thing is the same Gemara. Before we had the question about the tzara, so Gemara brought this then and struggled it up. Now the Gemara, it's like a new Gemara now. Like there's a new Gemara, he declared the Shaila not on the tzara, but on the Master Gushasi itself, is there a mitzvah yibmanat. So we want to bring the exact same raya, and we slug up the same upshlug. That you can't bring a raya from this braisa. Toshima. It's the same rayas. Toshima from the next braisa. It says clearly, if a brother marries back his wife after he gave her get, be yisr. He did an yisr now. The locher is, he vitzarasa. Both she and the tzara, chaletzes. He only give chalitza. So it's mashma clearly that there's no mitzvah yibum on the master grishosai. So again, the Gemara has a question. Something's wrong here though. He vitzarasa sakadaitach. You never have to give both of them chalitza. You can only give one. Elaim is like this. Oi he oi tzarasa. Either she or the tzara give chalitza. But mashmi can't be miyabi. So, but you have a raya though, that since the wife was also to the brother, now when the brother dies, the other brother has no mitzvah yibum. He can't be miyabim her. So you see, there is a kalvachayma. The Gemara says again, for laugh to rutsa kermatarsis law. Anyway, something's wrong with that braisa. We ought to answer it. Once you have to answer it, tiratachi. Maybe answer like this. He chaletzes. She, truther than chalitza. So rasa though the tzara, oi chaletzes oi misyabemis. The tzara koponim either give chalitza or misyabemis.
So this much we do have a raya to. That the Masig Rishon said that wife alone there's no mitzvah yibum. You can't be miyabim her. The most you could do is give a chalitza. Just for the tzara though, we have a proof that the tzara you are allowed to be miyabim. So if your brother was Masig Rishosai, the Kal V'chaymer only helps that there's no mitzvah yibum to that lady. At most you can give a chalitza, but the tzara, the second wife, has a regular mitzvah yibum. If you want to, you could be miyabim.
Now that we said before, we made a drush of hitoeva. So we wanted to say maybe it means only she's tueva, not the tzara. And the Gemara came out, no, it means hitoeva v'yein boneho tueva. Now the boneho, the Rishonim say, doesn't only mean, like we said before, that the kid's not a mamzer. The chur, that's pshita, the kid's not a mamzer. It means to say even that she's mamzer, if it's a bita, if you have a daughter, then you know, it's where you're machzer, rishosai, v'yisr. And then you have a daughter, so that daughter is even mutter lakuna. There's no psul at all on the daughter. It's only he to waver, only she's a to waver, the mother's doing an avera, but not the daughter. So the kitzah, what we had so far was, first Rav started off the sugi to say that a tzara saita is also liyibim. In other words, a saita, there the Torah says the word tumah, so Rav says it's mamish like a regular erva, that there's no mitzvah yibim on the saita, and who adin on the tzara also. Then the Gemara went off to the Shaila, what about a master Gurushosai? If Yod, it says the word tumah there, do we say she's mamrish and erva, that she should be potter, and who would then she should potter a tzara? Now there, it's taka machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim, Tosis is mashmah, on this side, that it says master Gurushosai, it says the word tumah, it's mamrish like an erva, like by Saita, and there won't be yibum, and there won't be chalitz rida. However, other Rishonim say no, that it's only Rav's din by Saita that we say she's mamash like an erva, and there's no yibum and there's no chalitza. However, even on the Havamina by the Gemara of Masri Gurushosai, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, for sure chalitza there would always be. It's not strong enough there, the word tumah, to make a mamash like an erva. Chalitza there would be. So only a question is there a mitzvah yibum on her? And then the question was there a mitzvah yibum on the tzar also? But this is very good, because the Gemara came out to say Loshin, that he chalitzes, that on the Machzor Gurushosai itself, you have to make chalitza, but Tzarosa came out, oi chalitza, say misya bemis, but I call upon him, you see, Poshet Gemara came out, that even on Machzor Gurushosai, on she herself, you are allowed to make chalitza. So you see that it wasn't the Shalas Tumah, that there should be no mitzvah at all, but rather just that there should be no chalitza. What about the tzara? Parshat Gemara came out that the tzara, there's no issa, the tzara is, there's a mitzvah yibum. So this is very good. Because even on the Machshir Gurushosai herself, she was not a real erva to say that there's no mitzvah chalitza. There's no mitzvah yibum. But chalitza there was, therefore the tzara has a total mitzvah yibum, either chalitza or yibum. And then also the second part of the Gemara, that it was a b'chiyah barab amr of Yechanan, that boy amasli gurushosu mishenisei tzurosa mahu, again, there also we were going without the word tumah, not as the word hutumah. The stam there, the end of the Gemara was going with a new sword as a kal v'chaymer, that if your brother that married back his grusha, be iser, so it's a swore that he was not allowed to stay married to her, so it's a kal v'chaymer that the yovim, when he dies, the brother also has no mitzvah yibum. But again, that's pshita is only not a mitzvah to be miyadim or to marry her. But if I had the mitzvah chalitza, there would be. And the Gemara again was poshut the shayla to say that this kal v'chaymer is enough to say there's talking no mitzvah yibum. If the brother wants to marry to be miyabim that wife of his brother that was a master gurushosai, he's not allowed to. There's no mitzvah yibum. But chalitza he could give her. But if he wants to be miyabim the tzara, the other wife, that's the maskana, that the tzara is a total mitzvah erva, a total mitzvah yibum. If you want to, you could be miyabim. If you want to, you could give chalitza. This is the maskana, what we learned so far. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off your beza and aleph. A little bit down, one third down. Omar Rav Leiloi Bar Mamel. Oma Maruk for Mashmuel. Tzoras Mamenes Asura. That the Tzora of Mamenes is Asura. Mamenes again means one, again, your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and one wife was a katana. She wasn't 12 years old yet. So now, the loch is when you marry a katana, in a case where the father did not marry your off. She got married without her father, her brother or mother married her off. It's only Kedushim Midrabon. And the locker is, well, calls the man, she's a katana, she could be my mayan, she could just say goodbye to her husband and the Kedushin automatically goes off the Mafreya. So here the case is your brother was married to this Kitana, and then your brother died. And now now this wife says goodbye to the Yovan. She's Ramayin in the Yovan. She's still a Kitana, right. So now there's a mitzvah's Yibum, Midirabonin, to her. But she tells the Yovim, like she's reminding the Yovim, she doesn't want to be Miyavim with her. So Locher is in such a case that Sora is also awesome. He can't be Miyavim with Sora either. Not the original brother. No, when the brother died, she was still married to him. After the brother died, after her husband died, now she told the Yovim she doesn't want to, she's reminding him. So Mora says, in such a case, the tzara is also us. We'll soon see why. First, Mora says, Laman. Ilay Meliachin, who is the tzara also to? Which ones can't be Miyabim the tzara? If you want to tell Meliachin, like when one brother died, we're talking about there were three brothers, one brother died, and three brothers were still alive. So now this Katana, she was Mamayin with one brother. So if you want to tell me now the other two brothers cannot be Miyabim the tzara, so Gemara asks, why not? Hashtihi gufa sharya, madach she herself. This katana is mutter to the other brothers. To Yomar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Allah later in the Masechta, on Avkuv Zayin, he says, that mi ena b'zeh, in such a case, where the brother died, and his wife was still a katana. So now that she died, she falls to Yibum in front of the other three brothers. If she's mamayin in one of the brothers, to one of the brothers she says, like, I don't want to get married to you, I don't want my kedushin to be chal. Is mi'ena b'zeh d'aloch riz muteris b'zeh. She is allowed to be miyabin the other brothers. The other brothers could. So maduch this ketana herself. If she's mamayin in one brother, the other brothers could be miyabin sarasa mi boy. So for sure the other brothers could be miyabin v'tsara, the second wife, that did not make miyun. So what's the pshat in Rav Leila that says that the tzara over Mamenes, there's no mitzvah yibum? Elo yata sedla didei. It means to this brother. Again, when the brother died and he had two wives, and one wife was the katana, so she said she was mamayin in one brother. In one of the brothers she was mamayin, she said goodbye to him. So we're saying now that this brother now can't be miyabim her, and who adin the tzara he can't either. Elo lididei. So for this one brother, he cannot be miyabim the tzara, the second wife.
What does the
tzara
have to do with
it? The shara liach, like what's the svara? How come this ish that's mamayin the katana? She's muted to the other brothers. Why? Tloyov de bumaisa, they didn't do anything to her in this mamamenis. This katana, she had nothing to do with the other brothers, she didn't say goodbye to them. So we still look as if she was the Eshesach, and they could be miyabim her. Is Tzara Nami? Loyavdu b'maisa. So that is a svara, the Tzara also. This one brother now, what happened? The brother again that died had two wives. One was a katana. This katana now was mamayin, said goodbye to one of the brothers. So only she did something with this brother. But the brother did nothing to the other Tzara. So the other tzara l'chura should be a regular eshesach. L'maisa, the other wife was married to your brother died, so l'chura she should be muta. So what's the svar in Rav Leiloi? Why does he say that the tzara of a mamenis, you can't be miyabin? So Marian says, gzeira to gzeira medrabonin, mishum tzaras, bito mamenis. So gzeira in a case, well let's say your brother was married to your daughter. And in a case where your daughter is a katana, and if she's a katana, when your brother dies, she's allowed to be mamayin. So we have a case now with Tzara Zabita Mamamenis. A case where your brother was married to your daughter and a second wife. And then your brother died. Now the Bita, your daughter is a katana, and she's going to be mamayin now in you. She doesn't want like Dushan to be chal, she like wasn't your brother's wife. So in such a case, you're not allowed to marry the Tzara. So since there is a case that would... We'll soon see. Who's Asa?
The same, because she's your daughter, right?
You're right, she is. Question is the Tzara, though. The same now, the Tzara in such a case as Asa, you can't be Miyabim even the Tzara, the second wife. So it's Xeris. Since in this case, the Tzara is Asa, who are then any time when your brother is married to a Katana, and after he dies, she is Mamayin, she says goodbye to the Yavam, there's a Xeris that Yavam cannot be Miyabim the Tzara either.
Now the Gemara is, but here also it's shver. For the Gemara, but Saraz bitum ramenes mi asira. Like, what's wrong in this case either? In the case again, where your brother was married to your daughter and he had another wife, and let's say your daughter is a katana. So now, when your daughter makes miyun, a miyun is the pshat she's saying goodbye. She was only mekudesh mit rabbonin. It's like oika the kedushin lamafreya, as if she was never married to your brother. So if you're going to say now she was never married to your brother, so it should come out that tzara is not a tzara serva.
The
why not?
Because we said
good. Rashi, very good. Rashi is the kasha. I mean, how could it be by your own daughter that kedushin is on him the rabbonin? So Rashi says we're going according to the man diyoma that holds that if a father marries off his katana, midiraisa, and then the husband gives her a get, once she got a get once, the father has no more power over anymore. Then the father midiraisa cannot marry a second time. She's like yotza mishusav. So in the case where she got married and got a get, and then she got married a second time, that's only kedushin derabbanan. So in such a case, it's possible that your daughter got married a second time to your brother, and then your brother died, and your brother had another wife. So if your bita now, your daughter now, says goodbye to you, she's mamayin, so l'chura was saying now, the tzara is still also. The Gemara is asking why? Really, al-pidin, the tzara should be mutter. Because when the daughter now is mamayin, she's saying goodbye, it's considered like she's oikah the kedusha l'mafreyam, like she was never married to your brother. So it comes out your brother only had one wife, just the tzara, and the tzara is mutter to you for the yibum. The Marakash Watanan, we learned, the says in our Mishnah, the kulon, all these erevas in the Mishnah, in Meso, again, where your brother had two wives, and one of his wife was an erva to you. So the Mishnah says when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. But what about the Meso, that erva, your mother-in-law, died first? Oy mienu, or else your brother was married to any one of these erevas when they were katana, and then she was mamayin. The loch is sora same utarais, that the tzara, you could be mamayin. If she's mamayin, the tzara samutar, and the svar is that if she says goodbye to her husband, the vort is it's oika the kedushin of mafreya. So we look as if this erva was never married to your brother, so all your brother had was just the other wife, so it should be a mitzvah yibum. So our case also would still shver. Why is there a gzera? Any the tzara mamenis or to a tzara of your bitoi? If your bita's mamayin, she should the tzara should also be mutter. Our Mishnah says me and helps. Tamar says, now, the mean number man, what does our Mishnah mean? Where your brother had two wives, and one of them was your daughter, when she was a katana, and if your daughter is mamayin, says goodbye to your brother, the other wife is a mitzvah yibum. When was she mamayin? Ilay mudamina babal, if you want to say your daughter was mamayin in her husband, in your brother when he was still alive, in other words, your brother married your daughter, when she was a katana, and then she said goodbye to your brother, for the Gemara Hainu Grusha, that's not mistav for the case, because that's a grusha. The Mishnah says two cases. Either your brother gave the erva get, or there was a miyan. So if you want to say she is a mayan, when your brother was still alive, the chura had a grusha. El olav, doesn't our Mishnah mean to say the chiddush? Biyavam. That the case is again, your brother was married to your daughter and a second wife. And then your brother died. So the way it is right now, there should be no mitzvah yibum. Still the Mishnah says no. If the daughter now is mamayin in the yovim, she says goodbye to the yovim, she says like, I don't want the kedushin l'mafreya to be chal, it looks as if she was never married to your brother, so if so, the second wife of your brother, there's a mitzvah yibum. So there's no gzera, even in the case of tzoras, bita, mamamenes, there's also a mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, loy, that's not pshan our Mishnah. Li'oilom bebal. Our Mishnah is talking about when your brother was married two wives, one was a katana, and the katana said goodbye to your brother when they were still married, when he was still alive. Li'olam babal, she said goodbye to her husband, to your brother. So the question was, it says already if the baal, if the brother gives a get, and tomorrow, trei gavne gerushin, it says two different types of gerushin, true. One way the brother gets rid of the erves is, he mamish gives her a get. If your brother was married to an erva, that's to the other brother, and he gives her a get, that's one case he got rid of them. Another case is, if he was married to one of the erevas that was a katana, and then this katana said goodbye to the brother, now when the brother dies, he only has one wife, and the second wife is not an erva to the other brothers, so there's a mitzvah yibum. So the kid said, there's no kasha for now Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, if your bita is mamayin, there's a din yibum on the tzara, that's only where she's mamayin to your brother, when the brother was alive. But we're saying now, Rav Mamel is saying that if the brother dies, and then she's the Mayan, that doesn't help. For the Gemara, why? Why do we say when your brother had these two wives, and one was a Ketana, and the Ketana said goodbye to him, that now the other wife is Mutter for Yibum, because we say when a Ketana is Mamayim, when she says goodbye, it's Oikala Mafreya. It's like she was never married to a husband. So therefore, when your brother dies, Lamaisi only has one wife, and that wife is Mutter to you. Freddy Gemara Kimina Biyavam, so now your brother died, and he died having two wives. And one was a Ketana. Your daughter that your brother's married to is a Ketana. So if your daughter is Mamaya now says goodbye, she doesn't want this Yibum, the Chur Kimina Biyavam, Nami Nisuin Kamoy Kayokra. Of course, the same thing. The vort of Yibum Zikr is that your brother's Kedushin is still around, and that's why you have to be Miyabim, his wife. Now, she's a Ketana and she's Mamaya now. She's like being Oika, the Kedusha Lamafreya. So even though the brother died, but now this Ketana is being Oika, taken away, as if she was never married to your brother. So it comes out, your brother only had one wife, the Tzara, that's Mutter to you. So why does Ramamu say that Tzara of a Miyan, you can't be Mamayan, you can't be Miyabim, why not? So my answer is like this. Yes, there's a Gzerim Midrabonin. Mishum Detoni Romi Bayecheskel. Well, like Gorim Echeskel says, the Tony Roman by Yecheskel. Roman Yecheskel says like this: Mia no bebal muteres liyaviv. In a case, let's say where you have your daughter-in-law. Let's say you have a daughter-in-law. Your son got married to a Ketana. Now the Ketana said goodbye to a husband. Said goodbye to your son. Mia no bebal muteres liyaviv. The father now is allowed to marry that Ketana. Even though at one time she was Kalosa, your daughter-in-law, and your daughter-in-law you never allowed to marry, but since she was Mamai and she was a Ketana, she said goodbye to your son, she's Oika the Kedusha Lamafreya, so it's like she would never marry to your son, so she's not called your daughter-in-law, the father's allowed to marry her. What about if your son died, and then she wasn't Mamai yet, she was only Mamai after your son died, then she was Mamai in Biyavam, Asur Liyaviv, then we say your daughter-in-law is also to the father. Again, where the son got married to a Ketana, and then the son died. So the son died, the father had other sons also. There's a mitzvah yibum. So now this daughter-in-law was mamayin in one of the other brothers. So we say the mia does not help to take off a kedusha l'mafreya. We don't look as if she was never your daughter-in-law. We look, no. Now the svar will soon see is because when your son died, right then was chal a mitzvah yibum. The other sons, the other brothers, had a mitzvah to miyavim her. So at that second, it looked like she was your son's wife. At that second, it was kaveya that the father is never allowed to marry her, because she was your daughter-in-law. Even though later, she's mamayin in the brothers, and she says no, as if she's taken away a kedusha l'mafreya, that she was never married to your son, but that doesn't help anymore. Once at one second, there was a mitzvah yibum, and yibum at the pshat is because she was married to your son, the yistah stays li'olam. Midrabbanan, the yistah stays li'olam. That's his chiddush. That is, she's mamayin in your son when your son's still alive, then the father's allowed to marry her. Ma'ashen kein biyavim asur liyaviv. Alma, what do we see? Mishas nefila. If your son was married to this Ketana, and then your son died, so since there was a mitzvah yibum at that time, the other brothers had to marry her. Niras kekalosoi. It looks at that second like she was your son's wife. So even though 5 minutes later she's mamayin, she says goodbye to the yovim, to the other brother, and it's taka oikah the kedushin amafreya, but the isurim still remain. It looks like this was your daughter-in-law. So Achinami, the same sphere applies to us also. That if your brother married your daughter, and she was the Ketana, and your brother died, and your brother had two wives, so at that second when your brother died, the Ketana falls liyibum, and since she's an erva to you, she's your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum, so she partners the tsar also. Even though 5 minutes later your daughter is mamayin in the yovim, and takes away the kedusha l'mafreya, but we say, mishas nefila, niras kitzaras bitoy. At the time when your brother died, he was still married to your daughter. At that second, it looks like your daughter falls liyibum, and the tsar is called the tsaras bitoy, that therefore there's a ptur in yibum. So, you know, that's Rav Mamel's big chiddush. The Leila bar Mamel, that a regular mamamenes, when your brother was married to two wives, and both of them was mutter to the brothers, they were both strangers, but one was a Ketana, And after your brother died, now the katana was memayin in the brother, so it said goodbye to the yovam. It's a gzera that this brother cannot marry the tzara. What's the gzera? Even though really right now vada she should be mutter, because the other tzara nothing's wrong with her. But it's a gzera to a case when your brother was married to your daughter. And you'd also think that if your daughter is mamayin, it takes away the kedushin mamish l'mafreya, and you could marry the tzara. And in such a case, there's a gzera, so even though it looks like a gzera, you have to say it's kulu chod gzeri. It's one gzera. So any time you talk about a mamenis, that your brother died, having a katana, the maise, if she is mamayin, the rabbanim made one gzera that you can't be miyavim the tzara. Tzigzera, maybe will be your daughter sometimes, and by your daughter it looks like you'd be miyabi mitzaras bitoy. Therefore, it's one big zera you can't be miyabma.
But about while he was still alive.
Right. It's only that she fell to yibam 1 second that your brother died. He's still married to the katana. When she falls to yibam 1 second, then it looks like an heir of tzaras bitoy. So with rabbanon, there's no mitzvah yibam. So about the eighth is you have to give chalitza. Just like call upon him to be miyavma, that's his gzera, you can't be miyavma. This one kiddush.
To your daughter, you mean?
No, to your daughter, not. To the other one, to the tzara. Another gemara now. Omer Rav Asi, tzara's island is asura. If your brother again was married to wives, and they're both strangers to you, but one wife was an islandess, she couldn't give birth. She couldn't have children. So halacha is, she doesn't fall yibum, because soon say the pasuk says, asher teled, yeah, only if your brother's wife can give birth. If she can't give birth, there's no mitzvah yibum. So churish, she remains with an heir of Eishasach. Therefore, the tzara, the second wife of your brother, is also potter. Shenem, because the pasuk says, for ho ya b'chora shetelet, that the b'chor, in other words, when you miyavim, when you marry your brother's wife, it says, for ho ya b'chor, the first child that's born, should be al shem achiv. So it's mashma that who is there mitzvah yibum to? If the wife could give birth, Pratli Islandis, Shaina Yaledis. If she has a wife, your brother had a wife, that's an islandess that couldn't give birth, so such an Isha does not fall to Mitzvah Yibum. So Lamaisa, what is she? She was married to your brother. She's an Eshesach without a Mitzvah Yibum, so she remains with the Erva of Eshesach. So when your brother dies, the islandess is an Erva to you. Therefore, the other wife, even though she could have children, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, because she's called the Tzoras Erva. That's about it, Allah. Most of Rosheshi has the kashra in this. No. Says Allah of Aitam, Shloi Shachnam. You have three brothers. Nisuyin Shalosh Noshim Lochris. Three brothers got married to three different wives, three strangers. They're not related one to the other. Umei Sechad Mehen. One of your brothers died. So the wife falls to the other two brothers. The Yosef Bosheni Maimer. Now the second brother, one of them, made Maimer. Maimer means makes Kedushin. That's the Rabbanan Dik Alocha Maimer. That really, when your brother's wife dies, the mitzvah is yibum. Yibum means you're supposed to be boiler right away. Live with her. There's no inyan to make kedushin. We say zika, mikzas kedushin of your brother is still around. The mitzvah is only to go and live with her. Have beer with her. That's the mitzvah yibum. Midrabbanan, though, there's an inyan not to go live with her right away, but first make kedushin with her. That's called maimer. Maimer means with your words, with dibur, you're making a maisi kedushin with her. It's only midrabbanan. Midiraisa means nothing, because midiraisa you don't have to make the Gedushin. So what's going to be here again? One brother died. So his wife fell in front of the other two brothers. One of the brothers now made Maimer with her. Maimer means midirabonin, he's Makudish to her, but midiraisa it's nothing. Umeis, and now the second brother that made Maimer died. So now what happens now? So the second brother now, let's say he also had two wives, so his wife falls to the third brother. Now the problem here is, this wife that the second brother made Maimer to, she's still a Yavama from the first brother. So she's fallen to the third brother now because of two reasons. First of all, she's still the wife of the first brother. Nobody was Miyavim her. But the second brother made Kedusha Midrabonin. So Midrabonin, she's the second brother's wife. So when the second brother dies, she's fallen to the third brother because of the second brother. So this one lady is fallen to the third brother, Machmas, two brothers. She's Midiraisa, the Zika was from the first brother, and Midirabonan, it's a Zika from the second brother. So what do you do in such a case? Halacha is, there's no mitzvah yibum. The third brother now cannot be miyabim. He can only make chalitza. Why? She enumerates a postuk like this.
Umeis echod mehem. When one of them die, is Yevoma Yovi Aleho. So we dashin mi shaleho zikas yovim echod. There's only a mitzvah yibum if this lady falls to the brother because of one husband. Like a normal case, your brother died, his wife now falls to the other brothers. Why does she fall to the other brother? Because she was married to one brother. Veloi zikas shnei yevomim. But not in the case with this lady now, midirabonin like was married to two husbands. Midiraisa, she's still only to the first brother. The second brother wasn't miyavma yet. The second brother only made kedusha midirabonin. So midirabonin, she's falling now to the third brother because of the second brother. Midiraisa, she's falling because of the first brother. That's called, there are two zikas here. Falling to the third brother, that's no good. That's a ptur. So a kopon, there's no din yibum, there's only chalitza. Now, Ketonia law, we learned on this, Omer Rav Yosef said, Zuhi Tzoreth Eish Esach Meyav, this is a case where you have a second wife of your brother, a Tzoreth, this your brother had two wives, Tzoreth Eish Esach Meyav, she is a Nephilim Gorim law, that really, these three brothers married three wives were three strangers. Really, either any wife should have been Mutal Yibum to the other brother. What caused now that this third brother cannot be Miyabma? Anissa Nefila. It was through Yibam. Now, since that the first brother died, and the second brother made Maimer to her, so now when the second brother dies, she's fallen to the third brother because of two brothers, that causes there's no Mitzvah Yibam. But it's not a different Erva, it's the Mitzvah Yibam that something went wrong with. That's called She'issa Nefila Gorim Lo. It's because of the mitzvah Yibum, the Zika of Yibum, causes that the third brother cannot be Miyabna. And he says a lashon of Shloim Mitzino Bechol HaTorah Kulach Gain Zois. We don't find any other place in the Torah like this. So, Zuhi Lamutemai, what do you mean this is the case and not someplace else? Like, what are you referring to? Something else does not imply. Lav Lamute Tzoreth Idleness, the Sharia. Don't you want to say another case like this would have been like Rav Asi's Halacha, a Tzoreth Idleness. On Idleness again, your brother had two wives. One wife couldn't give birth. She is nothing wrong to the third brother, to the second brother. She's not a Nerva. Lamaisa, though, when your brother dies, though, you want to tell me now that the brother cannot be Miyabim that wife because she can't have children. There's no Mitzvah Yibam on her. Once you can't be Miyabim her, automatically the second wife becomes a Tzara to an Erva of Reish Eslach, that there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So that's called the Mitzvah Nefila, the Yibam caused it. So here it says, this is the only case that Yibam causes it. Mashma, no other case. So it should be not like Rabasi. Mashma Tzoreth Idleness, you could be Miyabim. So Gemara says no. Loi, Lamute Tzoreth Idleness, the Asira. It means the other way around. It's Ramayat that Tzoreth Idleness is also. Then what does it mean? Omai Zuhi, what do you mean only this case, not a Tzoreth, not something else? Zuhi, the Yisnefilum Gorim Lo, Tzorosa Boy Chalitza. In this case, where this lady falls to the third brother, because of two brothers, our koponim is only midirabonin. Because we said, Maimer is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, she's only married to the first brother. So midiraisa, the seisha, when she falls to the third brother, there is a mitzvah yibum. It's only midirabonin, she's considered falling from the second brother also. Therefore, whenever you have an issa midirabonin only, the din is chalitza, you have to give. Because midiraisa is the mitzvah yibum here. It's only midirabonin, you can't make the mitzvah yibum. So what he meant to say is, Zuhi, this is the case of an Afila Gorim law, that's a Rosa Kopon and Boy Chalitza. But you should know there's another case, Idleness, in a case that we brought out two wives. And one wife was an Idleness, Afila Chalitza Le Boy. In such a case, when your brother dies, you should know there's not even a Mrs. Chalitza on the second wife, because she's called a real Soros Erva. That since the first wife, they couldn't have children, there's no Mrs. Yibim to her. So like we always learn, if there's no Mitzvah Yibam, she remains with the Erva Eishasach. So since she has the Erva Eishasach, she's an Erva. And the Tzara is a real Tzara Seva, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Loi boy, my timer, ho diraisa the Rabbonin, because an idleness is a diraisa, that she's an Erva. But in this case before, one brother makes my Mitzvah the Rabbonin. So therefore there's no Kasha to Ravasi. Verse Tanam, we're not in our Mishnah for Chulon in Mesu, or Yiminu or Nizgarshu, or Shinimtsu Islandis, Surasai Mutaris. So our Mishnah says, not like Rabasi. Our Mishnah says again, if your brother was married two wives, and one wife was your daughter, one wife was your mother-in-law. So the Mishnah says when your brother dies, there's no yibum on the tzara. But let's say your brother gave her a get, or let's say she's an islandess. The Mishnah says in the rhythm it's just yibum on the tzara. Mashma, an islandess does not part of the tzara. The Mishnah says just the opposite. It says if your daughter was married to your brother and she's an islandess, so there's no yibum at all on your daughter, but on the tzara there is. Not like a basi. Tumar says like kash, there's no steer from our Mishnah. Kan shehikabur. Kan shlehikabur. Ravasi's talking about hikabur means your brother realized when he married her that she's an idolmiss. So then he married her. It's his wife. So then when she dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. She remains an erva, and she parted the tzara. Our Mishnah's talking about though in the case of shlehikabur, that your brother did not realize when he married her what she was. So later when we find out she's an idolmiss, it's a svara, the Kedushna's bottle of Mafreya. That's what our Mishnah means. It's like your brother was never married to her. If your brother later finds out that his wife can't give birth, there's a svara that she's a Mekach Tois. He was never Mekadesh her. And Dekonami, I'll bring you a proof from this. Diktoni, our Mishnah says, Shenimtso. It was found later she's an illness. V'loi Ketoni Shehoyu. It doesn't say that she was. Mashmavad, if the brother knew that she was an illness and he still married her, then he had Ravasi Zalocha. She's your brother's wife. And when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum to that wife. She remains an erev of an eshetach, so the other wife is also awesome. Our Mishnah means where lohikabur, the brother didn't realize she was an illness. When the brother finds out later, the Kedushna's bottle of Afrayim, so your brother was never married to this illness, that's your daughter. He's only married to the second wife. So therefore, when your brother dies, there is a mitzvah yibum. Shema Amina. So, male, this, our Mishnah is not a kasha to Rabasi. Omar Rava, Rava